Here is a story you've heard numerous times. Behold the incredible beauty, complexity, and greatness of the human body and its many systems, organs, and tissues. It seems that the deeper into our bodies we look, the more beauty we find. Like the layers of an onion, the cells and molecules that make up the human body have seemingly infinite levels of complexity. Human beings enjoy a rich world of the mind, perform astoundingly complex physical tasks, digest food material, and then commingle it with their own matter and energy, effortlessly turn genes on and off, and every now and then produce whole new individuals in endless forms most beautiful. Somehow, all of these processes come together to create the wondrous complexity of human life, while allowing us to remain oblivious to the underlying mechanisms. A perfectly ordinary human can sit down and play Piano Man without ever having to think about the cells and the muscles of her hands, the nerves in her arms, or the brain centers where the information to play the piece are stored. A second human can sit and listen to the song without ever bothering to contemplate the vibrations of his eardrum, the conductance of nerve impulses to his auditory processing center, or the memory recall that allows him to belt out the refrain, however imperfectly. The song itself was composed by another such human, albeit an exceptional one, a person who I dare to suggest had little appreciation for the genes, proteins, and neurons that were hard at work as he did so. Despite the fact that we often take them for granted, the capabilities of the human body are simply wondrous, miraculous even. So why not write a book about that? Because you've heard about it many times. Those books have already been written. If you want a book about the glorious intricacy of the human body, you are in luck. Simply walk into any medical library and you will find tens of thousands of volumes. If you count biomedical journals, where new discoveries are announced, the number of accolades to the greatness of the human form rises into the tens of millions. There is no shortage of words and pages dedicated to how well the body usually works. This is not that story. This is a story of our many flaws, from head to toe. As it turns out, our flaws are extremely interesting and informative. By exploring human shortcomings, we can peer into our past. Each and every flaw discussed in this book tells a story about our species' evolutionary history. Every cell, every protein, and every letter in our DNA code has been subjected to the harshness of natural selection over the fullness of evolutionary time. All of that time, and all of that selection, has resulted in a body form that is fantastically robust, strong, resilient, clever, and mostly successful in the great rat race of life. But it is not perfect. We have retinas that face backward, the stump of a tail, and way too many bones in our wrists. We must find vitamins and nutrients in our diets that other animals simply make for themselves. We are poorly equipped to survive in the climates in which we now live. We have nerves that take bizarre paths, muscles that attach to nothing, and lymph nodes that do more harm than good. Our genomes are filled with genes that don't work, chromosomes that break, and viral carcasses from past infections. We have brains that play tricks on us, cognitive biases and prejudices, and a tendency to kill one another in large numbers. Millions of us can't even reproduce successfully without a whole lot of help from modern science. Our flaws illuminate not only our evolutionary past, but also our present and future. Everyone knows that it is impossible to understand current events in a specific country without understanding the history of that country and how the modern state came to be. The same is true for our bodies, our genes, and our minds. In order to fully grasp any aspect of the human experience, we must understand how it took shape. To appreciate why we are the way that we are, we must first appreciate what we once were. To twist the old saying a bit, we can't understand where we are now if we don't know where we came from. Most of the human design flaws that I describe in this book fall into one of three categories. First, there are aspects of our design that evolved in a different world than the one we now inhabit. Evolution is messy and takes time. Our species' tendency to gain weight easily and lose weight only with difficulty made very good sense in the Pleistocene savannas of Central Africa, but not so much in a 21st century developed nation. The next category of flaws includes those of incomplete adaptation.